Good morning. I'm Thomas Brown of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and it is my pleasure to speak to you today about the great French composer Maurice Durufay and to perform his spectacular Toccata Opus 5. Maurice Durufay, 1902 to 1986, and often known as the Last Impressionist, began his musical training as a chorister at the Cathedral of Rouen in France. At age 17, upon moving to Paris, he took private organ lessons with Charles Tournemire and would eventually become Tournemire's assistant at the Basilica of Saint Clotilde in Paris, the church where César Franck was the first organist. In 1920, Durufay entered the Paris Conservatory, where he would eventually earn an impressive 5 first prizes in organ performance and composition. In 1927, Louis Vierne nominated him as his assistant at the Cathedral of Notre Dame. Durufay and Vierne remained lifelong friends, and Durufay was at Vierne's side acting as assistant when Vierne died at the console of the Notre Dame organ on June 2, 1937, even if Durufay had become titular organist at Saint-Étienne-du-Mont in Paris from 1929, a position he would hold for the rest of his life. In 1943, he became professor of harmony at the Conservatory of Paris, where he worked until 1970. Among his pupils were Pierre Bouchereau, Jean Guillou, and Marie-Claire Alain. Durufay was highly critical of his own work and was notorious in revisiting and changing previously finished compositions. Astonishingly, he was never very fond of his Toccata, composed in 1932 as the last movement of his Suite for Organ, Opus 5, and he never recorded it, even if it continues to be considered one of the great virtuoso pieces in the organ repertoire. Through the years, he revisited it twice, once to authorize cuts to shorten its length, and a second time to refigure the ending. This morning, I am happy to present to you the entire version of Maurice Durufay's spectacular Toccata Opus 5 in B minor.